Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy from Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Rick Suarez from Calumet Painting, Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, and Joel Spencer from PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show. We're going to light the candle. Oh, what, buddy? How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. 312-981-7200. That's the Mega Pros call, text, and phone line. We got a packed show today, so let's get right into it. We've got Mega Pros Jeremy in here. We got Joel Spencer. We got the Joel Spencer.
The Joel Spencer.
Sorry.
Yep. Right. Kind of. We got to keep it traditional. Uh-huh. There are other Joel Spencers out there. This one happens to be the best.
From PermaSeal?
Yep.
And we've got Mike Houston.
Mm-hmm. From?
Lindemann. Lindholm Roofing.
Wow. You know, it's unfortunate.
You need to change.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that we have two sponsors and experts of the show that have very similar names, and they both climb on roofs.
Right.
Right? Like, that's unfair.
And they're both outstanding. It's Lindholm Roofing.
It is.
Mike has been part of the show for 5 years, 6 years.
A long time.
Yeah, wow.
Yep. Since you were over on IND, I think?
Yeah, okay.
IND? You mean LS?
All right, let's not talk
LS?
About it. Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
The other place.
I'm sure the program director.
Yeah, I'm sure WGN doesn't like that.
Love that.
Okay, yeah, fair.
Right. So we're going to dive right into the show here. So, Joel, got a little rain Thursday evening, right? Was it not bad? We haven't had a rain event since when?
We haven't had a major rain event for a few years, but yeah, it fed the grass.
What was the stat that you said this morning at breakfast?
I would say the last storm that we considered a major rainstorm was back in 2020.
You know, wow, we've had 4 years.
Some isolated incidents where people, you know, had a lot of issues the last couple of years, but nothing broad and for the whole Chicagoland area. Like, it's been a few years. So.
You're getting ready to go into the winter season. And I know that insulation is a huge part of what you guys are trying to expand into. You launched it last year. And is that what you're going to be talking about?
No. We're going to talk about, since winter's not here yet, we're actually going to talk about some foundation structural issues.
Okay.
I'm always happy to talk about insulation, too, though. Got it. So we can mix it in there.
Well, this is a good time to get it done before the ground freezes and you're not able to do it till next year, right? Isn't that what the thought process is?
Yeah. All the work is we do it year-round, so it's not a problem. But while the weather's still nice, and because it's been so dry, it's really exacerbated a lot of those foundation issues. So it's a good time. It's easier to identify right now and take care of before it gets worse.
Phone number.
800-421-7325.
All right, we got Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing.
Amazing.
You have bad knees. You're getting a knee replacement. We found out as you were limping and we were dead man lifting you up the stairs today to get
here. Thanks a lot. I appreciate all
that. No problem. You'll get a bill for the disc replacement I have to go through. But what are you talking about? I think we talked about it, right? A lot of insurance companies are tightening up on insurance.
They're tightening up. They're changing their policies. They're making it harder to renew. They're changing the deductibles. They're walking away from the more expensive types of roofs, slate, tile, wood, metal.
Shaker.
Wow, yeah. You shake, not shaker, but
shake?
That's okay. Shaker's
shakes.
A style.
Cedar shakes and shingles.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. My job is to help you.
Shaker's new. It's coming out soon.
Yeah, you don't know.
Shaker style's been around for a long time.
Some insurance companies are actually leaving the state of Florida. Just no more.
Oh, yeah.
Allstate, gone. Yeah. They won't. I think it's either Allstate or State Farm will not lend in the great state of Florida. I think DeSantis made them blink and say, hey, you got to do the auto too. And they're like, nope, see you later. And they pulled out.
Wow.
Yep. So there you go. Nice job.
They're tightening up.
Yes, tightening up. MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement, what are you talking about?
I mean, winter is coming, so the north is right. So we could talk about our preventative maintenance plan that we have in place. We could talk about trying to button your house up before the winter seasons. Disconnect your hoses. That's a big deal.
Okay.
We're not there yet. And then just anything else, anything our listeners have questions on.
All right, we got 3 hours here. We're here to help you. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break, come back with the Center Guard mailbag segment after these messages.
Hey, let's see what topics we got in the old mailbag, huh?
Now it's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago's mailbag.
My baby just wrote me a letter.
Sponsored by Center Guard Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes and to come into my home. Pun intended. 312-981-7200. Jeremy, I'm going to throw a softball question to you.
I'll do my best.
What does Apple and Goldman Sachs and David Hochberg not have in common?
Wow, not have in common besides all the zeros?
Not have in common.
Okay. I don't know.
I haven't been fined by the U.S. government for $89 million for the horrible rollout. I think we could drop
the run, the music.
We could drop that. I don't know which one. Okay. Yeah, there we go. I think we could shorten that up a little bit.
Sure, sure.
Maybe by like 45 seconds.
So what's this $89 million?
Yeah, they got Apple and Goldman Sachs will pay over $89 million in combined fines and refunds because of failures stemming from the company's Apple Card partnership, according to U.S. regulators on Wednesday, which temporarily blocked Goldman from issuing new credit cards.
Hmm.
How about that? Remember that?
I mean, $89 million to Apple's like...
It's like
water off a duck's back. I mean, it literally... They could probably lift one couch in Apple and probably find that $89 million.
The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, also known as CFPB, you might have heard of them before on the show.
Yes.
Ordered Apple to pay $25 million and Goldman Sachs to pay $45 million in fines. Hmm. While Goldman Sachs, that is also required to pay at least $19.8 million in refunds and discounts for customers on their failed. Apple failed to send tens of thousands of consumer disputes of Apple Card transactions to Goldman Sachs, which then failed to follow numerous federal requirements for investigating them, the agency said.
Hmm.
So, yeah, haven't been fined $89 million by the CFPB. Hope
good
never
job.
Too.
Yep. Way to go.
Working on keeping that record clean.
Nice.
Yep. Yep. Rocking on that.
Good. I like it.
Just wanted to bring the information to the listeners. That's what this segment's all about. Bring information to our listeners that they might not have known about.
Yeah.
CFPB is out there, Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, which is the FBI, for lack of a better term, for everything financial. And they protect the consumers. Sometimes they go a little mashuggy, but most of the times they're on spot on, and good things are happening like this.
Cool.
So consumers are protected.
Nice.
I'm going to jump right into the mailbag segment here because I know you're, well, I guess we are.
Eagerly anticipating.
We already have.
Yeah. We started.
We started already. So
this is a new segment.
It's a new segment sponsored by Center Guard Plumbing.
Yeah, the only plumber David trusts.
To touch my pipes.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I received an email from a client, a borrower, that we just closed. They don't want their names.
That's okay.
So I'm going to leave their names out. All right. So I just wanted to reach out to compliment John Hendrickson on his efforts and timely assistance in our recent refinancing.
Okay.
From the beginning, we felt comfortable at every connection point. John provided thorough knowledge and presented reasonable options to our situations. Quick response to our questions were greatly appreciated.
Love it.
So that's where I'll end because they asked me not to say their names and give anything. So I'm going to leave it at that. I'm closing the email. So there. Okay. I don't want to mistakenly say their name. So I'm going to edit myself right here. Check
smart. First time.
In many
should be doing our listeners it, probably all appreciate that
should be doing it a lot more
got it
but I'm learning as a 57 years elephants learn new tricks every day so there you go
lots of new things for the show
lots of new things for the show
the monitors right. have their fingers on the button all the time
I'm telling you we started a new thing prior to the show behind in front of the green curtain in homage to Behind the Green Door which is a fantastic movie of the in the 70s You might want to look that up later on your own, and giving a little view of what's happening here prior to the show. It's going to get cold on the bridge, and I figured let's break it in now.
I think we appreciate that.
Yes. Yeah. So I got Joe here. Okay. Joe and his wife were cruising along. Joe's wife worked in the medical industry. And guess what happened during COVID? The in-home medical care, she couldn't go into the home.
Yeah.
So they lost $60,000 worth of income.
Ouch.
$5,000 a month out of the family's household income. You could see the challenge that Joe's wife had immediately from March of 2020, because in June of 2020, things started going bad.
Mm-hmm.
They ran out of money. They didn't have enough money to pay all of their expenses. They had to live off their credit cards because they didn't have the $5,000 coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's wife's credit score hit the tank. She's in the low 500s right now. Joe, thank God, is in the mid 600s. Long story short, he went to a number of different lenders, got turned down. He called me. I'm like, Joe, you're kind of a mess, but I'm up for a challenge. Let's roll up our sleeves and see what we could do.
Mm-hmm.
This was like giving birth to two Siamese twins elephants. Okay, every single turn we went, we hit something else, but we figured out a way to grease the sled, to give birth.
Got it.
Closed yesterday. Saving him over $1,500 a month. He's going to get another $4,000 on Wednesday when the loan funds. We covered his November mortgage payment, which is another $3,000 mortgage payment. He's got $7,000 worth of cash available, generated by not making the mortgage payment out of his payment and getting $4,000 from the cash back from the loan. In addition to all the credit cards we paid off, he's going to clean up all of his credit.
Nice.
His credit scores are going to go from the mid-600s to the 700s by the time we do this again, hopefully when rates drop in the spring. We gave his wife a plan to start knocking out the $7,000 worth of credit card debt she has on 10 different credit cards.
Sure.
Yeah.
It happens.
This is America.
Yeah, sure.
Okay? She's been now back to work full-time.
Great.
She's bringing money in, which is great. And now they're able to finally, they went to seven different lenders and got turned down by.
Is that normal? I mean,
if you're drowning and you're looking for help, are you going to call as many people as you can?
I'm just surprised that it took seven.
He didn't call me. One of his friends who hears this show, listens to this show.
Hey, you should call that hot guy.
Hey, you should call this guy. He helps people out.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to let you know. Okay, this guy gave us a call, seven tries, failed. He's like, I'm like, listen, I'll give it a shot. I'm not giving you any hope.
Yeah, there's no guarantee.
Threw it in, we'll see. Came back, we got an approval.
Cool.
Okay, I'm like, listen, let give me everything. Let's get the loan approved. I got approved.
Cool.
Okay, so I'm like, hey, shocking
me. I mean, that's life-changing, right?
Life-changing.
Just life-changing. Yeah.
So we got that.
Cool.
And then nice job. I got two more, then we'll hit the break.
Okay.
One of my CPAs who I am... I've been doing business with for over 20 years. Listen to the show. We met up for a coffee. I did his loan, did his kids' loans, his sister's loan. I did everybody in the
loan. All the loans.
All the loans of everybody in the loan. He gives me a call about 30 days ago. One of his clients just had a baby. Okay? This young lady started a business, very successful. Challenges, her credit scores are horrendous. We couldn't use the credit. Married to the, not married yet, had a baby with this guy. They're moving to Kentucky. I'm like, all right. He sends me the loan estimate of this lender, which I can't find, so I could torch this lender, okay? Mm-hmm. And this lender's like...
We're probably better off.
Better off. Well, yeah. No. Okay. The lender's better off because what they were trying to screw these people. They want to charge them like $8,000 in closing costs.
That's high.
Okay? Got him into an FHA loan. Didn't charge them $8,000 in closing costs. Closed yesterday. Living in a home, brand new home down in Kentucky, which the real estate taxes are like $1,200 a year. Okay? So... All of you accountants out there who have lost your mortgage professional because they're one of the 60% that are no longer in business, that are back in the malls folding underpants and
that
spinning
many?
Pretzel.
That
yes.
many of...
Yes,
wow.
They're gone.
I mean...
Yes, they're gone.
Yeah.
They're gone. They couldn't handle it. They didn't have any business coming in.
That and, helps you.
Well, it eventually. Yeah. It helped me 6 weeks ago, or you know, when as the rates were coming down. And then you're still getting calls. Everybody's like, yeah, I want to get a rate in the low sixes. I'm like, I'm sure you do. Well, you're about 3 weeks too late because the rates have been
That's
up.
Like a crystal ball, though.
It's not a crystal ball. When somebody calls you and tells you that the rates are down and you aren't in the mortgage industry and you could save $300 to $400 a month and you try to save another 50 to 100 because you think rates are going down because you're monitoring it as closely as I am.
Sure.
That's just a bad move.
Fair. Okay. Fair.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And last but not least, I got 45 seconds. Got a call on Thursday. Guy called me. His wife makes a ton of money. He's going back to school. Got a child with medical challenges. Went to another lender. They had a deed in lieu of foreclosure, which falls off their credit report in May of next year. This lender wanted to charge these guys $30,000 in closing costs.
Wow!
In addition to, I'm not laughing. I'm just choking because I'm so upset. It's in addition to paying their $550,000 loan down to $492,000, which is the new FHA loan limit. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? And maybe to save $1,000.
Wow.
I'm like, why don't you take the $50,000 that you were going to pay your loan down to pay off the $100,000 worth of medical bills you have, half that, and then I'll follow up with you in April of next year. What are you doing? That's You'll save wild. More money. So this is what's happening out there.
Okay.
This is what our
it's like
listeners...
like the wild, wild west.
It's Bananaville.
Huh? It's Bananaville.
It's crazy.
I like that.
Yeah. All right, we got a packed show. Joel Spencer coming up after the break. We actually got experience. John Hansen volunteered his... producer to us. We have Iridian on the phone.
I know, that's incredible. Well, our listeners should just call in just to hear what a professional is.
Well, Tony's answering the phone.
Okay.
So,
right. Well, then that'll be fun.
Iridian's at the controls.
Yeah.
I want to apologize to John Hansen now for completely ruining her over the next the next 2.5 hours.
Sure.
So,
that makes sense.
She came in great.
Yeah.
She's going to go out, God knows what. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This has been the Center Guard Plumbing Mailbag, the only plumbing company I touch that I will allow to touch my pipes. We'll be back.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. And podcast and previous shows. I'm pushing the podcast, by the way.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't do that enough, and I've been informed that we should. So go to WGNDavid.com, download podcasts and previous shows, and segments that they break up. The fine production team here breaks up. We have a new guest that arrived while we were in the first segment. So we have Rick Suarez from Calumet Painting. How you doing, Rick?
Good, good. Awesome.
You doing good? How long you been a painter?
40 years.
And how long you've been in business?
38.
Is it your business?
Yes.
All right. Owner of Calumet Painting.
Yep.
You predominantly concentrate on the south side, but you'll come into Chicago?
Yeah, we do a lot of work up here. A lot of condos, condo associations, townhome associations, that kind of stuff. But residential-wise, more south side.
Mm-hmm. All right. If our listeners want to reach out to learn more, we'll bring you on by 11:15. What's the website?
CalumetPainting.com.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. 312-981-7200. Before we get over to Joel, a lot of our texters chiming in here about the reversible lanes.
Yeah.
So according to the according to our fine listeners, who are never wrong, Mary Vandevelle covered this, and a lot of the hosts have already covered it.
Saw it. Yeah.
And
something about gates.
Something
about the gates,
right?
Like the bridge, remember?
Yeah,
we were trying to walk over the bridge, and the bridge was up for the sailboats.
So they're trying to finagle and get all the electronics. Attention, electronic engineers out there, calling all electronic engineers. We've got maybe 7 major universities here: University of Chicago, Northwestern.
So we should have the ability to...
All of you burgeoning electrical engineers out there that want a project, why don't you give IDOT a call and lend your hand so we get the damn reversible lanes open up.
It would be nice to have...
What do we got, 3 electrical engineers can't figure out how to open up gates?
I think there's a joke that starts that way.
My God. 3129...
How many electrical engineers does it take?
Yeah. Obviously, in the state of Illinois, more than 20.
Thousands. Yeah, I don't want to give them too hard of a time. It's going to be nice when it's open.
It's just
frustrating.
Can we just say that? It's just frustrating.
I'm sure they're working hard.
I'm sure they are. Work harder. 312-981, maybe work on the weekends.
Okay.
Maybe have a couple of 2480 people out there with all your electrical boxes figuring out what's up.
Sure.
All right, Joel Spencer, segue into Joel. A lot of that's got to do with your...
has nothing to do with foundation crack repair.
No, it's got nothing to do with it. But yeah. all of this dry weather, which I've learned from you and your dad, mostly from you, is that as the, because your dad's not here. If he was here, I would say your dad and pound on you, is that excessive dry weather is not good for the foundation. I had no idea about this. Can you explain why excessive dry weather is not good for the foundation of your home?
Of course. Yeah, it's really a lot of different weather conditions affect your foundation and put pressure on it or take pressure away. So we talked earlier, we've had a lot of dry weather. Most of the soil in our area is clay. And so when it's dry, the clay dries out and it shrinks. So it actually physically pulls away from your foundation.
Like Play-Doh, right?
Yeah, essentially.
Come on. I'm just trying to, in layman's terms, you take Play-Doh out, you're playing with it, it's awesome. And then days go by and it's rock solid and smaller.
It's perfect.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So I got a bunch of
Play-Doh around your house.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Whatever color it may be, it dries out, pulls away from the foundation. And so there's a lot of homes that have underlying structural issues that may not be apparent immediately. But when we get a lot of dry weather, that clay shrinks, and the foundation, the portion that's broken or compromised, can sink with it and separate from the rest of the foundation. And that's where you start to experience issues.
What can you do to identify? I guess the homeowner has to identify that, or the renter that's living in the home that's renting from the homeowner. What type of telltale signs are there that they should be looking for that might be an indication that your foundation, the clay, is drying up and that they're having challenges?
So as it advances, there are some obvious things that people experience that are related. They may not relate it to a structural issue, but they're feeling it. So if you have doors or windows that stick or are hard to open, if you have drywall cracks in the upstairs part of the home, maybe you've patched them and they open back up again. Mm. You know,
why upstairs and not downstairs?
Well, it can be anywhere, but usually, you know, you spend your time in the living space of the house and you see a crack in the drywall and you don't relate that to the foundation. So if you go down in the basement, you see a foundation crack that's widening, you're going to say, oh, I have a problem with my foundation. But most people aren't really looking at those on a regular basis.
True.
It's the basement. So if in your living room, you see a crack in the drywall, you notice that every day. And so doors, windows, cracks on the outside. If you live in a home that's brick, you can see cracking happen in the brickwork. Those are telltale signs that things are moving differentially in the foundation underneath.
Cinder blocks, those gray blocks.
Yeah.
Those. I mean, we've seen in condo buildings where we have to get a condo approved. And there's ongoing litigation for foundation work. And then you get the lawsuit and it says cracked foundations. And it clearly shows you the pictures. You could see the gray cylinder blocks where it's kind of this jagged spider web type deal. That's not good.
Right. It looks like they call them stair step cracks.
Okay.
So you see them go
follows
up,
the
over,
mortar
up
joints
over with the with concrete block, with brick. In poured concrete, it can stair step in concrete, but you have cracks. So what I recommend is if you have cracks in your foundation, we should come take a look at them. So those telltale signs I talked about, that's as the problem advances. And really, like any problem, it's good to catch it early. So a lot of homes, we go into homes every day that have cracked foundations. And most of the time, it's not a structural concern, but they are a waterproofing concern. But we're able to evaluate all those things on the visit and kind of put your mind at ease if there is no structural problem, or if there is, we can catch it early, which then prevents a lot of those other issues.
So what do you, I mean, could you just let our listeners know, what could you do with structural crack issues, like actual foundation issues? What are you doing? You guys aren't putting the injection in that. Yeah, so.
Do you address them from the inside or the outside, or does it really matter?
Case by case?
So we do interior and exterior repairs, kind of depends on the home. So there's two different types of issues people experience. One is that the foundation is sinking, and we use a method that's called piers. But basically, you're exposing the bottom of the foundation, you put a bracket in, and you're driving, basically support tubes down to stable soil, and you're transitioning the home, the foundation onto those piers. If the wall is moving inward, we have a few different methods to basically support that and keep it from moving further in, or in some cases we excavate and we straighten it back out.
Yeah. All right, we got to hit a break here. If our listeners want more information, if they're having those type of challenges that you had mentioned, what's the best number or what's the best website to go to?
The best website would be permaseal.net, or you can reach us at 800-421-7325.
I love getting yelled at by Iridian. Go to break, go to break, go to break, go to break.
Sorry. We know it's on the 15th.
It's like, go to break, go to break, go to break, go to break. It's like a song in my ear.
It's even better when we don't go to break and we just talk about it.
No, it's not. Because then I get calls. I get line 12 rings, and then I get in trouble. All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing after these messages. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We'll be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Just a thought. Maybe as the sun comes up, you get electrical engineers out there to start screwing with it, and then when the sun goes down, you let them go home.
Just, are you talking about the gates?
I'm just throwing it out there. Wow. Not that it still bothers me. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Mike Houston, Lindholm Roofing Insurance.
Right.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate it. Patting myself on the back. The insurance industry has gotten completely out of control. And I don't think a lot of it is their fault. A lot of it has to do with the amount of claims they're paying out in the great state of California with all the fires.
Hawaii.
Florida. With the fire and the windstorm and the fire burning down half of Oahu. Mm. Down in Florida, the entire state is in a hurricane blast zone. I know folks down in Florida that can't get insurance. And the challenge that they have with the insurance companies that they're working with, they're scared to death if they have another water or wind event. That's what they call it down there, water surge and wind event. That the insurance company, even if they have insurance, won't be in business after the next storm comes through to pay for the claims of all the inflated premiums that they're paying.
I have a question about that. Doesn't FEMA support them? Isn't
not
that
enough?
Not
okay.
There's not
isn't
enough.
That setup?
Not enough. Something's okay. Going
there's
on.
There's insurance companies leaving states of Florida.
Yeah.
There's
okay.
There's
Texas,
one
California
company,
too.
California. Yeah. There's one insurance company I heard is leaving Illinois. I'm not sure which one, but they're leaving Illinois.
Okay.
The insurance companies are raising rates. They're changing your deductibles. You know, oftentimes now,
I mean. Changing them on the fly or changing them?
Renewal.
Oh, at renewal. Okay, at renewal.
So
there's no surprises to homeowners.
Well, they're making
when they
premiums.
Open up their bill.
Sure, they're making right. premiums. Like, you could have a premium or a deductible, $500, $1,000,
sure.
$3,000, you can pick.
Yeah.
And then you choose how much you pay per year.
Of course.
But now they're just making it sometimes 2% of the value of your home.
I have heard that.
If
that
you've
they
got
were
a $500,000 home, your new deductible per event is now, what's that, 10 grand.
Sure.
$1 million home, 20 grand.
Yeah.
You can have a $10,000 roof on a $500,000 home. Guess what? It got destroyed. It got picked up by the wind or the hail or whatever. And now the insurance company is telling you, here's your $10,000. Oh, your deductible's 10 up. It's a nothing.
Progressive, sure. Farmers, and AAA.
Okay.
Included in the list of insurance companies leaving Florida or cutting back. Okay. That just tells you what it is. So what happens? You hit supply and demand.
Yeah.
You have less insurance companies willing to insure than the ones that are left are going to jack up your premium.
They're going to do whatever they can to stay.
So, okay, we live in Illinois. You know, we got listeners down in Florida going, this is very interesting. And you've got 98% of our listeners going, we live in
what
Illinois. I really
don't
care about that. Yeah. Or they might have a second home in Florida. It might be interesting to them. But let's talk about Illinois. Okay. So, what's happening here?
So the premiums are going up. We're all going to get those letters in the mail about our escrow coming up. If you have an escrow attached to your mortgage, and you're going to either get it's overpaid or there's extra in it, which is not likely, or it's going to say, hey, your $500, $700, yeah, $800, $1,000 short. You could pay $1,000, your mortgage stays the same, or you can just net pay, and then your mortgage will go up, what, $1,000 divided by 12?
Well, it depends, right.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they'll always do a little bit more.
Well, it's $1,000 divided by 14 because they want to, well, it's going to be $1,000 divided by 14 because they want to cover what you got, building a 2-month cushion in case it goes up again, plus make up for the shortage that they just experienced.
Sure.
So that's where our listeners are out there. Not only are they getting jammed, Illinois, I guess, just I read this week also, forgot in the mailbag, surpassed New Jersey as the highest real estate tax state in the union.
I read that.
So nice job, all you folks down in all elected officials from local, county, all the way up to...
We're not the highest, though, right?
We are.
Yes.
Highest in the nation.
Highest in the
real
nation.
Estate.
Highest in the nation real estate tax.
Wow.
Highest in the nation. I've got a lady listening right now in Lansing, Illinois, that we just closed her, did a cash out refinance. $400,000 home in Lansing, Illinois, right by the Indiana Strike.
I was going to say, where is that?
Okay. 159th and I can't think of the north-south road, but...
If you gave me a food, food landmark, would that help?
Yeah, there used to be a Fuddruckers there.
I knew you would.
That I used to eat at 20 years ago when I worked at 127th and the Cayenne Express.
Okay. Now I know.
Okay, yeah. Now you know. Exactly. Guess how much? $400,000 home in Lansing. Go ahead, Mike. Guess.
The taxes?
Yeah, taxes.
In Lansing.
3, 2, 1, go.
$8,000.
Okay, low. Mike?
I was going to say 8, 9,
low.
10.
Right? Low. Low, low, low.
Low,
12?
Low.
Low. Rick?
I'd say 13. Then.
$16,000.
16.
$16,000. So when you couple that with the cost of insurance and then the cost of everything else that is more
it's
expensive.
Like not even possible to do that.
So what you have is people carrying, our listeners carrying $30,000 to $70,000 with credit card debt that we just extinguished this week.
Sure.
So, and we're saving them like $2,800 a month. Game changer. So for we're going to talk more about roofing and the challenges because I know I also want to go into the drone inspections that are being done now on renewals as well, right? Because the insurance companies don't want to pay for a new roof.
Insurance companies are driving by homes using drones or just drive-bys or maybe even satellite images and making people change their roof or do.
Website, phone number for listeners want to reach you.
Give us a call at 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.
All right, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. After the break, we got Rick Suarez from Calumet Painting coming up. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We'll be back after these messages in the news. Thanks, Don. Hey, Don, any movement or story about how electrical contractors are applying with IDOT have in the past hour?
No, nothing in the past hour, but we do have an alert set on the email inbox here.
I appreciate that.
You got it.
Home Sweet Home Chicago coming up with Rick Suarez from Calumet Painting after these messages. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. According to the Google, or the Bing.
Oh, okay, sure.
Allstate sells new homeowners insurance policies in Washington, D.C., and every state except California, Connecticut, Florida, and New Jersey.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Now we know.
Just wanted to throw that out there. And I binged to State Farm, and they said State Farm still lends in
all
Florida.
Oh, okay.
And I just said Florida.
Oh, just Florida.
So I apologize to State Farm. Have your counsel not contact Nextar for that mistake.
We fixed it.
I cleaned it up.
Yeah, good.
I create a mess in aisle 5, and then I go immediately on my knees and clean it up.
You're pretty good at cleaning.
Yep, good on my knees. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I got a nod from Joel on that.
Very nice.
Rick Suarez, Calumet Painting. Seasonal painting time.
Yes.
We're getting to that time where...
Winter is coming.
And you're going to be getting down... In the teens, and the wind, and the sleet, what is the demilitarized zone, if you will? You know, the point of no return where you can't paint outside.
Yeah, well, it used to be Halloween. I think might has something to do with global warming. It's now Thanksgiving. We basically stay out almost till the 1st of December, typically somewhere
there.
Yeah,
because I remember there. I've spoken about this on the show. There are some Halloweens where My fingers feel like they're going to fall off because it's so doggone cold. And there are some Halloweens that I'm sweating walking around schlepping 16 pounds of my kids' candy.
It gets spotty, you know, but you get nice days. Most of the other thing is that the technology on paint has changed. And so most, I think, all of the water-based paints dry at 35 degrees and warmer. As long as it ain't going less than 35, it'll cure at 35, so...
And you could paint it during the day, and it could drop down when the sun goes. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, they have different paints that address that problem, but yes, it can be done.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been in business? I know we talked about it earlier.
38 years.
38 years.
Yeah.
So in those 38 years, the number of gallons of paint that you've purchased?
thousands, yeah.
Hundreds of thousands?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be hundreds of thousands.
I got about half of those in my shop still. But
Okay. That's a lot of paint.
Yeah. If you just think about that. I mean, I think about the
billions.
That's
like me, nails.
Yeah, how many nails?
We're 47 years in business. Yeah. How many nails do you think we bought? Over millions.
Yeah, millions.
Yeah. Millions.
Yeah. Think about us.
Yeah. Sure, that's what I mean, roofing nails,
And how much? And how much?
Concrete.
A lot of
concrete. Concrete, epoxy sealer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Biggest trends in painting right now. What if our listeners are out there thinking about is white still in? Is gray still in? Or beige is still in? What are the biggest trends?
Earth tones are what's in. You know, the browns and the muted greens and that kind of stuff. You know, and most of the time, I think people have realized that if they do like color, that they basically just do one wall, an accent wall in that color, and then it's easy fix if it's the wrong color. You know, colors grow on you. Sometimes they grow on you the wrong way, and so you can change it. It's an easy fix. But as far as like the majority of the rooms, they do go into like the softer earth tones, we call them. You know,
I love thinking about painting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Until
like the concept.
The concept's great. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Just go down. Get
I love painting.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
Yeah. The end result.
The end result. That's what my guys like doing. At the end, you know, they turn around at the end of the day and they look at it and man, says when we came in here, it was a mess and look at it now. It's beautiful.
Looks the awesome. End result.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. The well, thought.
I don't know if you're built for painting.
I am built.
You're built for radio for sure.
I am built to lift heavy things short distances.
Yes, you are. Yeah, yeah. I would say very heavy things.
Speed,
short distances.
Speed and long distance running,
or like just painting a ceiling all day. I don't know.
Drive me absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
So the thought of painting, and you go online, and you're like, oh, get the blue paint. You know, get the blue tape and line up the tape. I can't line the tape up straight.
Well, that's your first problem, because if you were a painter, you wouldn't use tape.
Okay. Yes. Okay, well, that's one of many.
You would just not use
tape. I was going to throw that out there. We don't use a lot of tape.
I don't use tape.
Yeah, because
you would enjoy it if you were
painters,
doing it right.
Dave.
Yeah. Because you know, the guys, their hands are so steady, they can cut clean lines without tape.
They're surgical with
a paintbrush. I can cut a clean line on a ceiling without a ladder.
See, there you go.
Yeah. No, the first statement would be on a crooked ceiling, right? I could cut a straight line on a crooked ceiling.
Yeah. Okay, I could eat a cookie in both my left and right hand. Okay,
that's incredible.
That's where my skill levels.
Talent.
That's where my skill levels stay, and I master Joel. But okay,
focus on your talent.
Focused on my strengths here. So the mistakes that people make. Again, I think about it.
Yeah.
You see these shows. You go online. They
DIY.
Make it look so easy.
Yeah.
Oh, lay the tarp out.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I step in the paint, and then I've got paint all over my house.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got socks that are loaded with paint.
Oh no! I know you're not kidding.
And paint everywhere.
Yeah. I've got blue paint on my old office floor.
I believe it.
Because I couldn't, because I'm a slob. Before we hit the break here, we got 30 seconds here. What's the biggest mistakes that people make when they paint themselves?
A lot of times they take on, you know, jobs that are a little bit too big for them, you know, too high, that kind of stuff, or the damage they're trying to repair is kind of over their head, you know, the process of doing it and making it look right. You got to remember when you're done, you're going to be looking at it yourself. So if you're going to be looking at yourself for 30 years, you want to make sure it looks good. So that's for hiring a professional, whether it's me or anybody else.
Phone number.
708-474-7509.
And the website?
CalumetPainting.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to open it up for everybody right now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Mike, we got a question here after the break. Does the roofer install bird stop metal flashings? We'll get to that after the break. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Homestead Chicago on 720 WGN.
I was out at a restaurant. He heard me talking about my radio show. It comes up to me. He's like, you have a radio show?
Do you know who I am?
I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't believe you.
People know me.
And then his wife looks at me. She's like,
really? I'm very happy for you.
Why do you have a radio show? I go, because I'm very talented.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm surprised they didn't look at you and say, like, yes, it makes sense. Perfect. Yeah, you have a perfect physique for radio.
Yes. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Very subtle. And demur. 312, don't know what that means, look it up. 312-981-7200.
How would you spell
humble.
That?
I would say humble.
How would you spell that?
Demur. D-E-M-U-R.
Yeah, that checks out.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Demur.
Demur.
Can you use it in a sentence? Demur. 312.
I used my demur switch earlier.
I'll tell you what.
Ah, zing.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Spelling tests, spelling quizzes, when you had to stand up in grade school.
Yeah. How well did you do?
I didn't make it out of the first round.
I didn't make it to the first letter.
That's why I'm in the mortgage industry. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Let's go around the horn here, Jeremy. We were talking painting during the break, and you were mentioning
other mistakes homeowners could have made.
Yeah.
Right? So painting your walls before you paint your ceiling. Mm-hmm. That is a big no-no. Please don't do that. Always paint your ceiling first, right? If you have to paint your ceiling. The other thing that we talked about was prep.
Mm-hmm. Prep.
Prep.
Yep. Sealing those stains, sanding those drywall repairs, nail pops.
Yep.
Not nail pops, but nail holes.
That's the difference between hiring up a professional contractor and what the homeowners would do. I'm not to say that...
Some homeowners might be amazing.
Yes. But sometimes, and you can see it usually if you walk in a home that's well painted, you could just tell the lines are clean, sharp, everything looks nice, the corners are clean, you know.
Well, and I think it's important to tell customers or listeners that, hey, drywall dust is the messiest substance in the world, and it will get everywhere. So if you plan on doing any drywall repairs, turn your fan furnace off completely, tarp off the vents completely, cover everything at least with two coats, because it goes everywhere. Or use a Festool.
So I was going to get into the vacuums. Certain vacuums pick up that kind of dust, so you got to be careful about that, too, because you blow it all over the place.
Of course.
These all sound like great reasons to hire a painter.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I mean, everyone thinks they can paint, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But not everybody's a Picasso. So bear that in mind.
Yes.
It's the difference between painting and painting well.
Yes, But that's everything, right? Yeah. I think I could tackle my own kitchen. I could tackle my own bathroom, right? Sure. We all think so because DIY makes it look so easy.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. They're paid to show you that, right? So someone.
Yeah. Here's a great text question. Hey. How about you telling us how to do a professional cut-in? I've got the answer. Hire a professional.
No, you could do it. I mean, I'd start small. I'd get just a canvas board, and then I would just get a paintbrush, and then just start making lines with it.
The paintbrush matters. Yeah, you want to get like an angle. We use angle brushes.
Of course.
Most of the guys do, but it depends on the painter. Everybody has their preferred brush, you know. But, you know, like we were talking about ceilings and walls. You know, you only really want to cut the wall in one time. So, like he was saying, you want to paint the ceiling. You don't have to really cut the ceiling in. You can kind of just roll into the corner or slop it in. Then you only got one wall to cut. It's easier to cut actually down across as opposed to up in the air.
But as far as tips and tricks, would we say, hey, you know, a little bit of paint and one run and that's it? Go small, short runs?
Yes.
And
absolutely. And you get the hang to it. You just kind of like, you got to make sure you don't take all the paint off the brush. You got to have a certain amount of paint in the brush and just kind of push it in the corner. And you get the hang to it. You can see like actually a line
of paint.
The
finesse.
Yes, actually.
The finesse.
Yes.
So that's our tip and tricks of the day.
There
you go. And prep.
Yes.
But that's all construction in your house. Mm-hmm. Protect yourself.
Yes.
312-981-7200 is a MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. The metal flashing, the bird stop metal flashings.
For like birds and rodents, actually. We do install those where people need them to keep the pigeons, mice, whatever out.
Yeah. Like the spikes or, I mean, what about those owls the CDs?
There's plastic ones. There's plastic and metal. Stainless steel and metal.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much we got over the fact that you can install anything on a roof. If the customer wants a pink elephant on the roof, you can install
a pink elephant.
Sure.
And if you'd like to see what those look like, the Skokie Swift has them at the Dempster Street station. Okay, just go in off a dumpster. It's like literally spikes all throughout underneath the overhang, yeah, so the pigeons don't land on them and just bomb the
people walking by.
Well, the people in the chairs and all your belongings. Sure. Sure. I'll tell you what, that I think I mentioned it on the air during the Democratic National Convention. It smelt like bleach instead of urine and Ham's beer at the Skokie stop. I mean, it was the cleanest I've ever seen it. So I would recommend, you know, elected officials come to our town more often.
Yeah. How does it smell right now?
Ham's probably, beer. It probably smells back to Ham's beer and urine. Haven't taken it in a while, but looking forward to seeing and giving an update. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Joel, if you have cracks, the costs, well, it's not a cost, the investment to rectify that challenge. What are we talking about? Is it a couple of $100? Is it a couple thousand bucks? Is it tens of thousands of dollars? I'm sure it depends upon how extensive the cracks are. But it's like you said earlier, you don't get to that soon. That small crack problem is going to be a much larger problem and a lot more expensive.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it there's a big range based on what the nature of the issue is. So if it's fixing it from a waterproofing standpoint, a crack is hundreds of dollars. When you get into structural repairs, it really, you know, what percentage of the home is affected and those things. And the costs that you may not realize are all the things that happen in the carpentry of the home when that issue gets worse. So, you know, we can repair the foundation, but if you're already having problems with your doors, windows, drywall, once it gets to that point, you're bringing other trades in to fix other problems that started with that crack. So the most cost-effective way to tackle it is to catch things early before they impact the rest of your house.
I saw a video online of a home inspector, I believe it was down somewhere in the Southwest. He's getting sued by a builder for exposing the builder's horrible job. Okay, he's actually getting sued by
That can't be legit.
I am telling you,
I mean, this is America. You could sue anybody for anything. Sure. Unreal, right?
He showed the stucco that was sprayed on the outside was bubbling. He went inside. He showed the stack that the water was supposed to go up and the heat that the water tank wasn't installed properly. He went up to the roof. And he showed that certain things were separating up on the roof. The venting.
This is new construction?
This is new construction.
Just built.
Just built. Nobody's living in the house yet. He showed
That's awesome.
He showed carpentry where there were supposed to be certain types of code stuff.
Draft stopping, air stopping,
code.
Fire blocking.
Yeah. I don't know how the local municipalities approved that. Okay, the walls.
So was he a building inspector or a home inspector?
He was a home inspector.
So it passed all building code regulations, and then he went there because someone was trying to buy that house.
Correct.
He had to do a home inspection and was like, this shouldn't have passed.
Code is law. Code is law.
It should be, but yeah, you know.
I am telling you, this guy, and I thought of everybody on the show. Right,
I can't believe he's getting sued.
He's getting
sued. Like you said, you can sue anyone for anything.
They showed foundation cracks that were already happening before. I mean, it was brand new. Cracks in the walls. He's pointing all the stuff out. I'm just like, wow, that's just unbelievable. And that's why we're here, to point all of this stuff out. 312-981-7200. But the financing, get back to the financing. Are there financing options available for somebody that doesn't have $2,000-$3,000 or maybe $15,000 to remedy a challenge?
Yeah, we offer different options. So when you have a minor repair, most people can handle that. And then when you have a major repair, it's people need help with that. So we have short and long-term financing options to help make sure it's affordable. Because these are need items. You have to take care of your home, and we try to make it as affordable as possible.
All right, I got Joe down in Manhattan. I just want to get this question out, and then we'll go to the break. Joe, you got 15 seconds before the break. Throw it out there, and we'll pick you up on the other side.
Okay, the painter guy, you charge by the square foot or by the room?
We typically charge by the job. I would say by the room.
Yeah. Do you go to Manhattan?
We do.
Okay. Did we answer your question, Joe, or do you got more to hang on through the break?
That's perfect. That's perfect. By the room, very good. I'll give you guys a call.
All right, but what if his rooms are 3,000 square foot a room?
Well, price went up.
Price went up.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning.
That's a big house.
Well, he's got big rooms.
Yeah.
He's going to start knocking walls down there in Manhattan. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's Manhattan, Illinois, which is south of Joliet for everybody listening. Not Manhattan, New York, which is probably out of your geographical area.
Yeah, a little bit.
Your service area. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got Margie in Indiana with a wallpaper removal question coming up next. If there's anything I hate more than cleaning up after painting is removing wallpaper. All of that glue, it's disgusting. All right, I got to take a quick break. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Hey, Donnie?
Yeah?
Any update on that caravan of electrical contractors working their way through the traffic to get to the interchange to check out what's going on with those gates? Any news?
No update as of yet, but our email ping did go off. I guess an electrician did apply for IDOT.
So I'm here to help everybody.
Maybe another additive to workforce there.
Thanks, buddy. Home Sweet Home Chicago coming up next.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You all right there, Mike? You going to make it?
There is a cough button.
Yeah, but let's not use it. Sounds better on air. Margie from Indiana, you've got a wallpaper removal question. Thanks for listening.
Oh, thank you very much. Good morning to you. Yes, I had a quick question for the painter. Well, my question is because I called a painting company and they said they don't do wallpaper removal. And I tried it, you know, DIY, try it yourself. And it was just too hard for me. Don't want to do it. Is it a long process? Because I don't want to hire someone that's going to take 2 days for removing wallpaper and 1 day for painting. Do they do it quickly? And does Zirka?
We lost her. Oh. We did not hang up on you.
Let's guess what Margie was going to say.
I don't know. I kind of lost the last. But I got the gist of it.
So how long does it take?
Do
you do it?
We do it.
Okay.
We try to. Let's put it that way. Because nobody really knows if it's going to come off or not until you get there.
Margie, sorry. We dropped. We didn't drop you. You were dropped. What's the ending of your question, my friend?
Oh, because I just wanted to know if it was a long process or, I mean, it's something because, you know, when I heard you pay by the job, you know, you want them to take 2 days to take wallpaper off.
Hey, Margie, how many rooms is it?
Oh, it's two rooms. And they're not really big rooms. Like, one room's like 10 by 12 and one maybe 12 by 14.
So, I mean, chances are it's still probably a 2 day process, right? Because even if you pull all the wallpaper down, you got to prime and then you got to paint.
Well,
and stuff needs to dry.
Yeah, if the wallpaper cooperates with us, we'd have it down in 1 day, and then you have to, as David was talking about, take the glue off the walls. And so that's where the fun comes in sometimes, you know. There's some different things that help, like Diff is one of the products we use. It's an enzyme that dissolves the glue. You got to get it all off because it looks very unsightly if you try painting over it.
Margie, is the wallpaper textured, like substantially, or pretty fine?
Yeah.
So
pretty
fine. We were talking about you can paint over wallpaper. So they could put a skim coat or they could put a thicker primer and they could paint right over that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be a good idea.
It's not recommended, but it could save some money, and at the same time, it still might look nice.
Absolutely. That's one of the things we would do when we look at it. We would figure out what would be the best way for you to proceed with it, and that would be the best, you know, the most cost-effective thing for you. And then we'll let you make that decision.
Where do you live in Indiana, Margie?
In Hammond.
You go to Hammond. It's right over the border.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice, Margie, and we'll have Rick contact you after the show, okay, hon?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, no, thank you for calling. 312-981-7200. Painting over wallpaper can be done, can't be done?
Yes, can be done. It has to be primed, typically, because, you know, most of the paints are water-based paints, acrylic paints, so they have a lot of water in them, and if you just paint over the wallpaper, it'll tend to bubble. It'll activate the glue, and then you got this big mess on your hand. So
yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. So you want to prime it out with an oil base, some fast dry oil paint. Primer. Oil primer would be the way to go on it. Yeah.
How far into Indiana will you go? Will you go to Valpo?
My office is actually in Hammond, so right there. So,
all right, there you go.
Yep.
Well, Valparaiso is only 20 minutes away from there, right?
Valpo is a little farther than 40 minutes. Yeah,
is it really?
Yeah, Yeah, it's easier for me to get to, let's say, Frankfort, Illinois, than it is the
Valpo. Yeah. Used to live there, right off of Route 2, Aberdeen.
Yeah. Aberdeen. I know Aberdeen well. Yeah.
It was my ex-wife.
There's always going to be a restaurant that Dave knows in the area.
Yeah.
There was
a lot of them over there, a lot of good ones.
Yeah. There was an ex-wife in Valparaiso and a home. Yeah. 74 Tayside in Aberdeen.
Yeah. We all got one. Yeah, I got two of those, so no worries.
There are still tire marks in the driveway.
You got two of them?
Yeah.
Wow, bud. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Are you married now?
I am not married
okay.
now.
Okay. No, makes sense.
Happily divorced, I say.
Okay. The tire marks are still on the driveway at 74 Tayside as I left Valparaiso. It's a fine town.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Not for me.
As a single man from Chicago. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Adam in Hoffman Estates, you've got a question. Adam, thanks for calling into the show.
I do, David. Thank you very much. Actually, you guys did my refinance in June. I'm just wondering when I refinance again. Based on interest rates.
What rate do you have right now, Adam?
I think it's a little over 7.
7? What, did you do a cash-out refinance, or did we do a rate and term refinance?
No, you did a cash-out refinance with Cindy.
Okay, so Cindy Piazza. So you'd have to wait 180 days after the close of your loan for your new loan to not be considered a cash-out transaction. So you're already on the radar screen to be followed up in the next 30 to 45 days to prepare you to refinance you. Okay, the challenge is rates went up, increased 0.75 point in the past 3 weeks. Since the time the Fed chair cut rates in earlier this month, the rates have gone up 0.75 point. So everybody out there that wanted to wait a little more because they wanted to be bond traders.
Because they knew.
Because you know this market better than somebody who's been in the industry for 24 years and has closed over billions of dollars worth of loans. Recommended you take the win off the table and then set yourself up for another win, hopefully in the spring when all the economic people that I, all the economic leaders and economists, that's what they're called, Jeremy. All the economists.
Is that what they're called? Yeah, I was just trying to figure out
that I
who's
follow
forecasting this.
Are projecting a slowdown second quarter, which we think rates will be lower. Take the win, Adam. Take the win.
So right now, Adam, we're saying maybe spring.
Well, no. What I'm telling Adam is Cindy will be calling you to get the ball rolling, to get your loan into processing, get it underwritten, get it approved. And when the target hits the number that you feel comfortable with, and we could save you a couple $300 without it costing you anything, take the win.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then set yourself up, and we'll cover all the closing costs. How's that sound, Adam, in Hoffman Estates?
That sounds awesome.
That's how it works. And not only is that the freaking genius advice that I just gave you, we're going to also send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. That's what we do to send.
Which,
go ahead.
I will tell you are fantastic, by the way, since I've had one in the past.
Yes.
Oh, well, you might have just blown it then.
No, no, no. We're going to say that was on your previous house. This is your new house, right, Adam, that you're going to have it on. The answer is yes to that question.
Just yes to that question.
Perfect. Okay, yeah, great.
Okay. And if it isn't, I'll,
I think he got it.
I think we'll find a way for Igor to get you another sample. Yeah. So any other questions before we hit the break? Because I'm getting the dead eye from Iridian that we're over the break here. Are you good?
Nope. Fantastic. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the opportunity and thanks for the call. Thanks for the business. 312-981-7200. Ben in Buffalo Grove, we're going to pick you up on the other side of the break. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You just need to have the right agent who's going to bat for you guys, who can be aggressive in this market.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
It's like a dating website, right? Don't be a creep or a pain in the rear end. Not that I know anything about that.
Don't be creepy. He's a pro.
I'm just saying.
Did you look in the mirror this morning?
I Googled it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is a good, interesting question. Jeff from Chicago, fire away, buddy.
Hey, David. Thanks for taking my call. It's kind of a lending and a roof problem or HVAC question. I am trying to sell my house, and I want to put in a new HVAC. And what I've been told by some of the contractors is the warranty that you're going to get is not transferable to the buyer. Because they, in one excuse from one company, I don't want to mention the name, just said that, you know, Carrier is so big, they got 40 million clients, they can't keep changing their you know, database to update who the warranty is. I said, well, a warranty is a warranty. No matter what you buy, it should be good on the product. And I, my brother's in the business. He says they're just trying to do that. So there's so much warranty work that gets the manufacturer, sure, like Carrier or whoever, because they pay the contractor to go back to do the service call under warranty. It, you know, once you transfer, they end that warranty.
What does the company's name rhyme with, Jeff?
I don't know if I should say that.
Why not?
Trouble. Oh, no, we actually just say it.
Yeah, I'll say it. Here, you tell me, and then I'll say it. What does it rhyme with, Jeff?
What an ethical guy. No, I appreciate it. Okay, what an ethical, awesome guy. Hey, okay. Jeff, way to not throw any company under the bus.
Nice try on the peer pressure.
So my point was what I wanted to do, and I don't know how you would handle it on your end, because I wanted you to talk to one of your contractors there and say, hey, that is true for HVAC. I put in the new HVAC. What I wanted to do is put on the market, accept the price, have the appraiser come in, and not have the new HVAC, and make the appraisal subject to a final inspection to them. Wait, as soon as the appraisal comes in.
Can I ask you a question, Jeff? Jeff, I'm going to save you time. Why are you putting in a new heating and air conditioning unit in a home that you want to sell?
And it's 35 years old, and it's the water heater just went out.
Okay.
And instead of going back through the chimney, I'm going to do PVC.
Okay.
I have to replace everything.
Sure.
Okay.
So what I was going to do was do it a subject to, and then have, as soon as the appraisal comes in, the next day the buyer orders it in their name, even though they don't own it yet.
Jeff, I'm going to make it simple. Jeff, I love you. I love you that you're listening to the show. I think you're overthinking this. Okay? So listen to what I'm going to tell you. Okay, get a quote from a reputable heating and air conditioning company.
Yeah, Jeff, I haven't heard that.
I did.
Okay. So you have
four of them.
All right.
And all four have said the same thing, that their warranty doesn't transfer.
Okay, that's fine.
I've never heard of that.
Okay, he got four. Let's take it off. We only have an hour left in the show. Jeff, okay, so you've got a quote, right? How much ballpark is it going to cost somebody, you or the new buyer, to replace that 35-year-old heating and air conditioning unit and the water heater with Mike Epping at CenterGuard Plumbing, the only plumbing company I trust to touch my pipes? How much is that going to cost you?
Well, I've got quotes anywhere from 18 to 24.
Okay.
So 20K.
Okay, 20 grand. 20K. Okay, 20,000 bucks, right? It's going to cost you that regardless, correct?
Yep.
Right, Mike? Jeff, do you agree with that? Okay, here's what you do. You just offer the seller, if it gets brought up, it might not get brought up, right? If their inspector comes out, doesn't say anything, and everything's working, fine, okay? But you know you have to replace the water heater, or if you just want to say, listen, this house needs a water heater and an air conditioner, I know that, here's the bids. Yeah. I'm going to give you a closing cost credit of $20,000. Okay.
I didn't know if that was going to curb the underwriter.
It's not going to curb the underwriter anything, right? Now, if the appraiser says that they need to be replaced immediately, okay, that's a different story. If they're fully functioning right now and your hot water tank is giving out hot water and the air conditioning is working and the heater is working, you're fine. Okay. If the underwriter brings it up, then you address it. Okay.
The only thing in the house that's not been done has been the HVAC.
Okay.
Water heater.
Let's see if it's brought up. You're going to tell the buyer you're giving them a $20,000 credit to replace it. If their underwriter picks it up and it said something on the appraiser, then it has to be addressed. The challenge is they spend 20 grand and then something falls through on the underwriting, or their house doesn't sell and then they don't buy you and then they walk away. You know, they've got a $20,000 heating and air conditioning and water heater on their bill, or maybe it ties them more to your house, right? So sure. I would just say, listen. Go ahead.
The whole incentive was to not just put in something new, because I can do it tomorrow. It was to give.
I get it.
Going the extra mile to give the buyer the warranty that I think they should deserve.
You're being a good guy. You're doing the right thing.
Right there.
Okay. Now here, I'm going to go one step further. Lindemann Chimney Heating and Air Conditioning, did they offer you a quote on your HVAC unit?
No.
Okay. I'm going to have those guys give you a call to see if their warranty is transferable.
It is.
Okay?
It is.
And then you don't have a problem.
Well, they usually say it's in 30 days, and I don't know if that's going to happen, so I don't even know. And
Jeff?
We'll have him call.
Jeff,
we'll
people at Lindemann. I think that we can make that happen.
Exactly.
Okay? I think I know a guy named Rob Lindemann. He kind of owns the company. And we know Mike Bodard, who's down in Indianapolis at a wedding right now. We know a couple other high-ranking people there. Okay? So it's a great call. You're the caller of the show. We don't have anything for you except the Mr. Floor Cleaning product. But this is a great call. You're doing the right thing. You identified a challenge, and we're going to try to... I'm going to call Rob during the break here. I got to hit news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour. But hang tight, okay, buddy? I will call you back. Okay, Jeff?
Hey, thanks a lot, David. I appreciate it.
No, and where are you moving?
I'm moving up to the North Shore a little bit.
All right, good. Well, if you need a mortgage, I know a guy. 312-98, I'm just saying. All right, hang on, Jeff. 312-981-72. That's why we're here. That's what we do. Guy's freaking out.
Sure.
It's a big problem that he's trying to overcome. We could probably get it fixed for him, Joel.
Yeah, kudos to Jeff for not only trying to do the right thing, but putting actual work into making sure it's the right thing.
Yeah,
that was a good call. Call it a day.
I'm going to call Rob Lindemann right now, Jeff, and I'll call you hopefully during the break. News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. MicroPro's call, text, and photo lines open. 312-981-7200. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. Thanks, Donnie. We got last hour of the show coming up after the break. 312-981-7200. Make your post call, text, and photo line. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. 312-981-7200. Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Guess what I just got?
What did you just get? Did you get an update from IDOT?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I understand there's a caravan coming from the western suburbs.
Marvelous. What did you just get, sir?
I got a text message from Rob Lindemann.
Nice.
I said, I texted him, listener just called and wanted to know the following. He is selling his home that needed a new HVAC unit and wanted to know if the warranty is transferable. He's called four companies and...
They all said no.
If he calls you for a unit, will you allow the warranty to transfer to the new buyer?
Great question. Sure.
Pretty much nailed that.
Yep.
This is from Chris from Rob. I guess he sent it to somebody from his company. Most manufacturers have transferable warranties to new homeowners. There is usually, hang on, put the caller on hold. There is usually a fee that the manufacturer charges for this, of course, to the new transferring owner, which I'm sure our friend Jeff would be more than happy to build into that as well. So the answer is yes. So he should have called Lindemann. Heating and air conditioning, chimney heating and air conditioning, instead of wasting his time. So they're shout out to Lindemann.
Yep.
Lindholm Roofing.
Shout out to our listeners.
And that transfer fee is usually minimal.
Yeah, $99 bucks. So
we got a bunch of text messages.
We did. So sorry that Jeff called both radio shows. However, I think we helped him.
We got Jeff the answer. Nothing against Lou.
No. It sounds like Lou's listeners and Lou did as well. Maybe you just wanted to double check, right?
Yeah.
We all have audited things in times.
Well, the four companies he called wouldn't do that.
I know, that's wild.
But Lindemann, chimney heating and air conditioning, will.
Question, just go around the, do you guys have transferable warranties?
100%.
100%. How about PermaSeal?
100%.
100%. Yes. Kelly,
we do too, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. MegaPro, same thing, right? So,
We're standing behind our work, and so
exactly.
When it doesn't transfer, it's a way out.
And
of
so the is the manufacturer. The roofing manufacturers easily transfer.
Those have limits, though.
They transfer extended warranties as well. Siding warranties transfer. And yes, there are sometimes limits.
It's like
limits.
Once or twice.
Once.
Or like
usually
that.
One time.
One time. Yeah.
But transferable.
Yeah.
There you go.
We got Ben in Buffalo Grove.
Ben in Buffalo Grove, thanks for holding on and calling into the show. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi. I wanted to get your opinion on something that I've done in the past with painting. I've gone out and just bought the material, i.e. the paint, and just let the professionals do the actual work. And that saves money. At least you avoid the painter markups on the paint. So I just want to get your thoughts on that.
The concern, Ben, always is the right paint, right? So,
well, this is the paint that they recommended.
Got it.
I went to the same store that they told me they get their paint at, and I got the same discount, actually.
Well, kudos to you, Ben. Nice. That's good. I mean, I don't see... I mean, sometimes our customers say, hey, can I buy this stuff? And, we don't care as long as it's the right stuff, right, at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because otherwise, they might get some discount at Walmart or whatever.
Yeah.
6 months later, the paint is peeling off. You got to go with what they...
Or they're going to, some big box store throwing in Behr paint, which is not great paint. Right. Let's just be clear.
Right.
Well, there goes the bear paint sponsor.
Sorry. It's just not. It's could we all
there
agree?
Goes,
it's just not that great.
So much for the bear paint studios next year.
Sorry,
there goes that $180,000 sponsor.
We were negotiating with him.
$15,000 a month down the drain.
Jesus, guys, come on. Yeah. It's just not great paint.
Sherwin's Glidden or something. Were you guys going to get them?
Yeah, no, sure. Sherwin's great. Ben's great. I mean, there's some great company. J.C. Licht is a wonderful business.
That's actually where we got it in Northbrook. So if you go with what they tell you, you can't go wrong. And like you said, they know how to cut lines in. They don't use tape the way I did. And after I did 3 bedrooms, I said that's it.
Finding a company that says hey no to that. I mean, you are right. They do make money on that. The biggest hurdle is always just buy the right stuff
and the right amount.
Yeah. And the right amount, right? Because if you don't, and they get there, you're now wasting time.
Yeah, I've given homeowners. Yeah. Sure. I've given homeowners a purchase order.
Exactly.
Here, go buy this.
Yep. Yeah. So, hey, any other questions you got for us, Ben?
Yeah, any questions?
No, I just want to get your thoughts on that. So it's an accepted practice, and that may help your listeners.
Hey, Ben.
The labor.
Hey, Ben. More importantly, while you were in Northbrook, did you buy a pizza at Malnati's or go get some Little Louis or maybe get some Grater's ice cream, spread the wealth around?
Well, I was very tempted to get the Luminati's, on that, whatever that is, Shermer, I think.
Yeah, it's Shermer, right downtown. You can't eat it. You got to take it with you.
Yeah, well, we almost did, but next time.
Way to stay healthy, Ben.
The hell's with that? They have healthy pizza.
There's no such thing.
They got the sausage base.
There's no such thing.
Stop yourself.
My friend has told me, even with the
get it without cheese,
even with the cauliflower crust, even, it's still not
your
that healthy
for
you.
Your friend is a fascist.
I'm just saying.
Your friend should. Your friend eats boring food.
Sure. Oh, okay.
So tell your friend, right, Ben? Who the hell doesn't eat pizza? What kind of people are you hanging out with?
He eats pizza. He's just telling me it's not healthy. And I'm like, well, what if I put jalapenos and spinach on it? He's like, that's great. It's still not healthy.
Here, okay. Tell you what, okay? Yeah. Bacon and eggs, okay, with
bacon
the sausage.
Is healthy.
And a double bacon cheeseburger is not that healthy, but it's delicious.
Yeah, but that's not kosher either.
We're not talking about, Ben, let's stay in the lane here.
I know you're Jewish, and I'm Jewish too, so I can say that.
Sure. Fair.
Well, friendly way, man.
Well, Shabbat Shalom. How come you're calling? You're not supposed to be calling. You should be celebrating Sabbath.
Well, I should be in shul right now.
Right.
I was there for Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
And
good
I plan to join.
Well, I hope you make it to next Yom Kippur. That's a Jewish joke.
He was cracking up. Wood, right?
That's a Jewish joke.
Yeah.
I hope you make it to the next one.
The book closes on Yom Kippur, and your fate is sealed. So, see, he thought it was hysterical. All you Gentiles out there, get with the program. All right, Ben, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product.
I mean, David Zygesund and Yasher Koch.
Yeah, that too. Yasher Koch. It means congratulations.
It means you're doing a great job.
It means you're doing a great job. All right. Luz them up. That's what my grandmother used to tell my grandfather all the time. All right, we'll talk to you later. But hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. That's my laundryman.
My favorite one is the what? Is you know it. It's how should today be like any other?
Manish Tanah Halayla Hazeh.
Yeah.
That's what. Why should this day be different than any other day?
Favorite.
That's what we say on Passover, as Joel says, at his Seders. Right. Yeah. He says it at every board meeting. Manish Tanah Halayla Hazeh.
I need to know that one.
312-981-7200. Obviously, it didn't work. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I've never heard of that before. Orange what?
Orangeburg. Not to be confused with Hochberg.
Because I do not degrade underground.
That's right.
I stay strong.
Or
break down.
Or break down.
And you can put a camera through me every 5 years after a barium, after a barium drink.
Wow.
Clean slate.
Clean slate.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Just got a text from my wife that she voted this morning. Yesterday.
Good.
Just encourage everybody to get out there and vote. Doesn't matter who
it is our right.
Doesn't matter who you are voting for. Just get out there and vote. I would encourage you to vote no on the proposed state amendment
to the
real estate taxes, increasing the tax on the millionaires.
Some people want to vote yes for that.
I know. Go ahead.
We're not allowed to talk politics.
No,
however you want to
vote. I talked about it on the Lisa Dent show to possibly lower real estate taxes because it said could. And that's a loaded question.
Yeah.
Okay. It is a prospective question to be added to a future
You just don't like the vagality. You would like it to be certain.
I would like the elected officials to streamline their operations, to bring in new businesses, to help reduce the burden on the homeowners of Illinois and bring in more commercial business to stimulate the commercial real estate taxes to help take the burden off the homeowners. That's what I would
that's
like.
That's an ask. That's right. A mouthful.
And I don't think by taxing millionaires who have the ability to move out of the state very easily is a good way of doing it because you're not controlling the spending. That's all that I'm saying, right? You could vote anybody you want to. It's just a, it's just a throwaway question.
Maybe that's a PSA.
Yeah, it's a PSA. Okay. You can vote any way you want, but get out there and vote. Doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Green Party. You have a right to vote. Let your voice be heard, or shut up and don't complain. That's the way I
say it. I like that one.
Yes, 312-981-7200. I want to ask you a question about. Got an email that I forwarded to you. Then I have a question for you, Joel, about insulation, because I know winter's coming and you're going to be getting calls for that. So we received an email that I forwarded to you, Mr. Houston.
I saw that.
About the spray-on stuff to extend, spray-on...
For Meshuggy
stuff. Yeah,
shingles.
That extends a product. I got a brain freeze. It was a spray-on product that extends the life of your shingles. Every single day when I go online to do something, I have an ad that shows up, spray-on solution to extend the life of the shingles, and somebody called from what looked like a spray-on shingle company, asked you to comment on it, so fire away.
So I'm going to say that there's a lot of merit to spray-on application for preservation on wood cedar roofs. They extend the life quite a bit, especially if you do it. As far as asphalt shingle, which is what this is about, first of all, his email was something at spray.com.
Right.
So I'm assuming this guy's looking for a little
plug.
Right. I'm not gonna take away his source of revenue, but I don't know a whole lot about it. I don't know that there's a lot of merit in it. I think an asphalt shingle roof is gonna last 23 years on average, maybe 25. Without a spray-on application.
A good shingle roof,
right. Well installed. If you have leaks, a spray-on application is not going to stop leaks. It's not going to pound down those nails or replace those missing shingles or re-caulk that chimney flashing or re-caulk those wall flashings. It's a spray-on application. I don't know if it's going to extend the life of your roof. I don't know how much it costs. It has to be justified, but... You know, good for him, good for them that they have a product that they say works. I just have never seen it work.
All right. That's a fair assessment of the product. We have some weather coming in, and we already spoke about this earlier, that
winter is coming.
And it's going to be cold. We don't know if it's going to happen on Halloween. We don't know if it's going to happen on Thanksgiving.
It can't happen on Halloween.
Because it's next week, because you're walking around with your kids.
Exactly, thank you. Okay. Yeah, because I got too many kids, and I promised them weather's going to be better.
So on behalf of Jeremy, it's supposed to be 80 on Tuesday, I think you got a good shot.
We should be all right.
I think the odds are in your favor.
Deal.
You're walking around in shorts and a tank top.
Awesome.
But sometime within the next 120 days, we're going to have some weather events here, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And it's going to get colder because we live in Chicago, right? We don't have to worry about... hurricanes. We have to worry about blizzards and listen. I said this on the air.
Yes,
yeah, give me a polar vortex over a hurricane any day because you know what? I don't have to go outside.
Sure. Yeah, we actually all just get to snuggle up. Yeah.
I'm not gonna have 20 feet of water coming through my basement and my first floor. It might be cold outside. Might do a little pizza delivery from Lumonati's in downtown.
Of course,
Northport.
You will. The healthy kind.
I'm not going out. But. Is now the time to start looking at getting that those projects buttoned up?
Yeah, it's the perfect time. We are waking up to some colder mornings. You know, it's 35, 36 degrees.
I think that's kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah, some of us like it. Some of us
that's
don't.
Adorable that you think it's cool.
I think it's nice.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Wakes you up.
Thank you.
So just this week, you know, I was driving into work and there's frost on people's roofs and it is getting colder. So like we said, it's either going to snow or we'll be in shorts on Halloween. So you don't know when it's coming, but being prepared for it, just like anything, addressing things proactively makes a lot of sense. So we're actually getting a lot of calls now leading into the winter of people trying to get ahead of that or people that don't like waking up to 35 degree weather and already feeling like it's too cold.
Yeah. I drive in with the windows down. I just love that.
I do too.
It's just great.
I turn my heat up in my car.
No.
Though.
While your windows are down?
I know.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. explains a lot.
I did see a car, like a convertible, on my way here. And
definitely had the heat blowing.
Yeah, well, sure, no but question. The roof's off and everything. I'm like, yeah. Wow, well, it was a pretty fancy, cool car.
Oh, that's a little machine. Sure. All right, sure. Yeah, that's like, look at me.
But with your blower door test, I would imagine, do you find more things out when it's colder? Or no, it's the same math, but...
So through the testing, we're actually bringing outside air in the house.
Got it.
You're reversing the airflow of the house to determine where leaks are.
Sure.
And so if it's really cold, you're bringing really cold air in.
Bummer.
So the best time to do a blower door test, you can do it any time, but you want a little bit of a differential, which we're heading into that perfect weather where if it's in the 50s outside and it's 70 in your house, then you see that disparity in temperature as you're doing the testing.
Got it. So but if it's 50 outside and 50 inside.
Then it's harder to see.
Exactly.
But, but most people outside of your house, they don't keep it at 50. Exactly. So it's okay.
Valid point. You know,
so, well, your windows are open, but your furnace is on.
Well, he's got the deer meat hanging in the basement.
That's so right.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to get more information about that blower door test.
It's at 800-421-7325.
708 Texter, Mike, shout out to you. First shout out to Lindholm Roofing. They did my roof in 2019. Worked with Jim Hoy, H-O-Y-E, now retired. And now Matt K.
Who's Matt Kirsten.
Okay. Process was smooth as butter, and everyone was so friendly during the journey. My question is, how often should I get the roof inspected, or does one just wait for a problem?
No, don't wait for a problem, but the typical asphalt shingle roof shouldn't need an inspection for probably the first 10 years.
I'd say 10. That's okay. A good bet, right?
We do have HVAC and fireplace inspected on an annual basis. How long should the roof list? How long should roof be on the list as well? So you just said it every 10 years.
Every 10 years.
That makes sense.
Well, thank you for
HVAC
that.
HVAC needs to be serviced at least once a year, right?
Same. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Serviced.
Twice it should. And then at least your chimney once. Once a year you should look at it and inspect it.
Yep. Roof, 10 years.
Yep.
312-981-7200. Real quick before the break. Love you, love your show, which you know you're going to get your text answered. Smart move.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. I was late to the party this AM. Please ask the roofer what question I should ask when interviewing a roofer. Also, is being a member of the National Association of Roofers a clue the roofer is good? Thanks for the answer, Joyce.
That certainly helps, Joyce, to be a member. As far as what should you ask the roofer, one question is, how long have you been in business?
That's a good one. Warranty.
Warranty information. You know, we are able to extend the CertainTeed product warranty for an additional 25 or even 50 years, being a master
certified, certified installer.
Phone number, website, Mike.
Okay, 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.
Real quick, two texts before the break. Iridian, keep it calm. 224, the name of the carpet cleaning company that used to be on the show and advertise and still advertise on GN as Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. They do a phenomenal job. Say hi to those guys when you call. And the biggest reason from 815, insurance companies are having a hard time obtaining reinsurance, which backs them up for significant losses after continual years of losses. So thank you for the 815. We're going to take a quick break, throw it over to the newsroom. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Does John Hansen hit his brakes as on the button like I do, Iridian? She's shaking, absolutely not. And she's like, you just take over the show and just crush it. Hansen could learn a few things, is what she just said in my ear. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. I have texture paint throughout the house. What percentage should I add to the cost of having it repainting since it will have to be sanded down? 20 to 50%, double the cost from a 708 texture. Rick?
I would say 30%, somewhere in that area. Have to take a look at you know, see what kind of damage there is and exactly what they're looking at achieving. Really.
Depends on how textured it is and how much work needs to be done.
Yeah. Well, and the expectations of perfection, I would imagine.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Right? So, hey, I want a level 5 finish.
Right. Level five, that's one more to level four.
That's, yeah. That's new drywall.
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
That's new drywall. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
708, Texan, when are you guys going to be licensed in Nevada? I hope soon. Lou answered the guy's question. He says he has 90 days to transfer the warranty with the $99 fee. That was the texture earlier. Yep.
There's a lot of those.
Guy doesn't give up. He was on with Lou. Yep. Well, you know,
yeah, there's a lot of those.
Perseverance. Yep. You gotta give the guy credit for trying to get the answer that that he was looking for. Mike, at least we got him the answer. Lindemann will do it.
What did you want to bring up? The homestead?
The homestead exemption.
So what is that?
Well, Dave, you can correct me if I'm wrong, because this is not my field of expertise, but for every senior 65 and over in the state of Illinois, and maybe even the nation, I'm not sure, there is an $8,000 credit off the assessed value of your home for real estate tax purposes.
All you have to do, and there is an income.
No,
that's not the income. That's for the homestead.
Right? Anyone 65 or over that owns a home.
I will tell you this. Anybody that has bought a home and has not gone to their county website, like David Hochberg, who is in the mortgage industry, the genius that I am, the mortgage messiah that I am. I've lived in my home for 3 years.
Yes, you have.
I went to my, after Maria Pappas was on a couple of weeks back, highest rated download podcast that we've had, by the way.
Cool.
She's like, you should go and check to see. So I went online. With that Sunday, I went online. Very easy website, the Cook County. Maria's done an amazing job with the website. And I found out that I did not apply for my homestead exemption, meaning that is my primary residence. And I got a check back for like under $1,000.
No way.
Yeah. They went back 3 years, adjusted it. So everybody out there, if you bought a home, I'll tell you what, everybody out there that owns a home, that is your primary residence, go to your county website for the treasurer's office and make sure that your home is listed, if it's your primary residence, as and request the homestead exemption. You get lower taxes if that is your primary residence. Hmm. And most counties, like Cook County, will go back and give you a look back and credit back, I don't know how many years, but 3.5 years for my wife and I.
Nice.
We got a nice check. I took a picture of it, sent it to Maria. I'm like, hey, thanks a lot, right? Yeah. She's like, hey, I'm glad you experienced it. Now put it on the radio and get it out there.
Sure.
So there are other exemptions that are based upon income. If you're a senior based upon income, but the total household income has to be under $65,000. So I'm going to give you an example. A person living in the home who's a senior might be on Social Security of income of $2,000 a month, which is $24,000 a year. They might have a relative living with them that makes $65,000 or $80,000. Combined, they're at $80,000 to $100,000. Now the total household income is greater than the $65,000.
So Social Security does count.
Social Security does count.
Got
pension
it.
Counts. Pension. Any type of annuity.
Any income.
Any type of income you got coming in. So it has to be total household income of everybody living in the home.
What about VA disability income?
It's income.
Well, how do they know?
That's a whole other story for another day.
Oh, that's an ethical question.
That's an ethical question, because you're going on the line and you're signing an acetation. If I say it quick enough,
acetation. Just spell it for us?
No, don't get. It's more than a two.
Don't get cute with me.
Don't get cute with me. I can turn that mic off. Gosh, I can never.
It's okay.
Yes, you're basically swearing that this is true.
Sure.
Okay. So if they come and do audits, it's a whole other question.
It.
But
it's ethical.
It's an ethical situation.
I get it.
So what about a senior freeze on your real estate taxes?
That's what I was talking about.
Okay.
Right?
So 65
household income.
Even if they live with you and don't pay you rent.
Attestation. Got it.
Attestation.
Stop talking. Attestation. So, and you got to click a box that what you're saying is true. So there you go. 312-981-7200. But listen, people, our listeners are out there struggling. A couple of bucks here or there, a couple of shekels here or there. It goes a long way.
Of course.
You've got a sock hop coming up tonight, Mike?
We do. At the Villa Park VFW, the auxiliary's putting on a 1950s sock hop. There's going to be some classic cars, weather permitting, dancing. The bar's open. Food. There's a band called The Difference. I believe it's called The Difference. Yeah, it's called The Difference. And it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. I believe it's from 6 to 10 tonight at the Villa Park VFW, 39 East St. Charles Road
in Villa Park.
Rumor has it that you're going as a Batwoman, and you might be dispensing drinks behind the bar. Is there any truth to that?
Yes, that's because you saw the photo of the Halloween costume we just bought.
No, I'm not judging. I'm just
Batwoman.
Yeah, he looks.
Look at how cultural you are. Yeah, way to go.
He's safe.
Safe in my masculinity. Yeah.
We're not judging.
That's okay. No, yeah. Not at all.
So the 6'5" guy behind the bar and the Catwoman, you know, if you got any question about roofing, that would be probably the time to ask him as well. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. What's the address to the VFW Hall?
39 East St. Charles Road in Villa Park.
All right, any cost to admission?
$10 admission.
Any cost to admire your costume?
50.
Okay. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to finish up the show here with the speed round after these messages.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Can you take a picture, Joe, and send it to us?
You want me to do what?
I could when I get home.
Where are you at now, Joe?
Yeah, where are you at now, Joe?
I'm in a friend's house about 10 miles away.
What are you doing there?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Why are you at your friend's house?
What are you doing at your friend's house, Joe?
Nothing you need to worry about.
I'd rather not talk about it on the radio.
I had a feeling.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Out of all the clips.
It's one of my favorites.
That's one of my favorites.
Yep.
Because your father would sit in your chair. I remember that call.
It's not my chair. It's his chair.
It was his chair that you're just keeping warm.
Yep.
When that called in, I looked at him. He looked at me.
We lit it up.
We gave him the nod. Yeah. He nodded me. I nodded to him. We're like, okay, we're gonna
have some fun.
We're gonna do a little ping pong with this guy, and then he played right along with
it. Yes, he did.
And great caller. Yep. So it's gonna be 2 years on the 5th.
It will be. Yep.
Election day.
Kind of wild. Feels like yesterday, and not at the same time.
I'll tell you this, and I know we got to finish up the show. I was texting with a guy. Yesterday was supposed to, a good buddy of mine from Chicago Culinary Kitchen. He was supposed to bring in turkey today.
Okay.
But he's having some family challenges. And I said, hey, you know, take care of your family.
Of course.
Best of luck to your mom and your dad. And, you know, da, da, da. And I ended, I love you. Mm-hmm. I said, I love you, buddy. And he came back. He's like, well, that's a little weird. I'm like, listen, one of my best friends, Joe Hogle, used to always tell me that. And end every conversation I had with him, I love you. And that's how I now end all, and if not all, most of my conversations with all the people.
That you love and care about.
That I love and care
exactly,
about.
Exactly.
I go, not
that's
to be,
okay.
Not to be weird, but respectful, but I got that from your dad.
Yep.
Because every time I'd hang up, love you, Dave.
Yep.
Right?
Sure.
Wonderful thing.
Wonderful thing.
Sure.
Dave?
Yep.
I love you.
I know.
Look at him start itching.
too bad I'm busy tonight,
well,
Mike.
Well, when you're gazing at his eyes, it's different, weird. Right?
Why is he blushing?
Exactly.
I'm perfectly fine with that, but if you're wearing that Catwoman outfit, it might be a little weird. And I've got $100 in my pocket, and that might disappear, too, and I don't want to talk about it.
Admire him twice.
Yeah, I know, man. There you go.
$50,
from afar.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. We're going to take, I'll tell you what, we really don't have much time here. Let's do the last go around here. Joel, tee it up and take us out, buddy. What do you want our listeners to know?
Yeah, two things. We talked about foundation repair, foundation issues, and this is the season for that. All the dry weather, the changing temperatures. So if you notice anything in your home doesn't feel right, seems like things are moving, cracks in the basement, cracks in drywall, stuck windows and doors, have us out. We can take a look at no cost and evaluate that. We also talked about the insulation and the weather turning. So if you have rooms in your home or your home in general is uncomfortable in the winter, odds are it's more than your insulation. We can check that out, figure it out scientifically, what's going on, why you're losing that heat, and fix it for you.
Financing options available?
Financing is available.
Phone number for listeners who want to reach out, website?
800-421-7325 or
permaseal.net. Mr. Houston, Lindholm Roofing, your 2 minutes of fame, buddy. Go.
The seasons are changing. The leaves are falling. If your roof is 10, 12, 15 years old, we'll do a free inspection. If you want, we can also perform some gutter cleaning. If you would like, give us a call at 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.
Rick, what would you like our listeners to know about your fine company, Calumet Painting?
Yeah, if you're looking at doing any decorating for the holiday season, right now is the time to call. We're offering discounts. So if you call 708-474-7509, we'll get somebody out there and look at whatever issues you may have and hopefully take care of it before the holidays get here.
And you go Valpo's kind of...
Valpo's in our area. We go into Southwest Michigan, so all the way maybe from Valpo to around the horn there.
How far down 65 will you go?
I would say Lowell. Like that, yeah.
Lowell, Indiana? Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that's your southernmost part?
Yep.
And then all the southeast?
We come into the city. We're in the city all the time. So,
okay.
Yep.
Phone number again and website?
That would be 708-474-7509.
Jeremy, MicroPros, Jeremy, MicroPros Home Improvement.
Yeah, eventually disconnect your hoses. We're not there yet, but we're going to. You mentioned that 30 degrees, but when it starts to get cold, definitely do that. If you have a home, we could help. So any handyman repairs, some little honey-do lists right before the holidays, please call us immediately for that stuff because our schedule is pretty booked. But anything that you want us to look at, have questions on, you could call or text our main number. That number is 847-658-8989.
Also, all the snowbirds that are getting ready to bird out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. How about turning the whole house water off?
So we've house. Yeah, Mike and I have talked about that.
Yeah.
So pluses and minuses to it. I mean, you can, just as a safety precaution.
Drain all the pipes?
That's a lot of work, right? Okay. You could. Right?
Okay.
Well, the water rust the hot water heater?
Yeah, you could cause more harm than...
Okay.
Right? So that's one of those... Mike and I have both had our reservations on just winterizing... You're not winterizing the house, but...
Just cutting the water off altogether.
Just cutting the water off altogether.
But have somebody go in there on a weekly basis.
Definitely have it checked, right? Without a doubt. If you're snowbirding, have it checked. Neighbor, relative, loved one, whatever it may be.
Different products too, like our basement defender product that monitor things.
There's
for
a lot of
you
things that
gone,
have sensors,
and there's things for water lines and all those types of things to give you an alert if something goes bad.
You do all that stuff.
We do
some of it.
Some of it. Okay,
but there's easy stuff you could buy on Amazon too.
All right, phone number for our listener or website. Your dad like giving out the website.
Megapros.com.
847-658-8989.
And I know you like this because you haven't heard in a while. Goes without saying. It's been a while.
It's your favorite song.
You don't get that on Let's Get Legal with John Hanson.
You don't. You don't. I mean, you get a lot of great info, but you don't get that song.
Nope. You don't get that. You know, he comes in here and tries to rip this off of us, and I won't let him because I got it on a lot.
Sure. I would love it if you walked right in gallivanting.
No, I won't.
I mean,
I won't. You got the door locked. You won't be able to.
That's true.
Yeah. Iridian's going to try to take it to him after the show. All right. This is a great show. We're going to have...
Okay.
This is actually our 20-year anniversary of me being on the radio, so I want to thank the Chicago listeners for...
happy anniversary.
...allowing me to be part of your Saturdays, and all those listeners that hate me, I'm sorry that
You'll
for the
do
past
better.
20 years, we'll try to do better the next 20 years to make it more entertaining and less painful for you. If you're looking to purchase a new home, refinance your existing home, 855-563-2843. If you're a CPA... is looking to refer your clients like the CPA earlier from that lender that wanted to charge that poor lady over $8,000 to move to Kentucky. We're open for business and we're not going anywhere. 855-563-2843. Go to 56david.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go Bulls, go Hawks, and go any other team in Chicago that's playing. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy from MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Rick Suarez from Calumet Painting, Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, and Joel Spencer from PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.